This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com if you want to get in on this conversation, which nobody has yet. Maybe you're just not used to me asking for you to. 877-807-4048. That's 877-807-4048. Now, right now, the media is in full-blown anti-Trump mode of late, especially in the wake of El Paso. El Paso's like a call to arms. The killer's anti-immigrant thinking was allegedly laid bare in a manifesto that the left has latched onto in an effort to smear Trump with allegations that he instigated the shooting. Although we've, you know, never blamed any other presidents for these things before Trump. Never. No. And at the same time, pretending he's made anti-gun comments that never happened. What the media has taken for Trump's anti-illegal immigration rhetoric is to automatically mean Hispanic. Right? This guy went into this mall aiming at Hispanics. Now, Trump is not anti-Hispanic. He's anti-illegal immigrant. So if you're British and you're here illegally, Trump doesn't like you. He wants you to get in line and go through the process like everybody else should be doing. But, and all of this despite the huge number of non-Hispanic illegals in this country as well, and they're using this right now to try to tar the president, but I can't help but wonder who they're going to blame for Dayton. After all, according to Heavy.com, the killer there was a rabid leftist. The rampage killer from Dayton, Ohio, he was a self-described leftist who wrote that he would happily vote for Democrat Elizabeth Warren. He praised Satan, which is interesting that he supports Warren and Satan. He was upset about the 2016 presidential election results and added, "I want socialism, and I'll not wait for the idiots to finally come around to understanding." His last name was Betts, by the way. Yeah, I'll say it. His Twitter profile read, he/him/anime fan/metalhead/leftist/ I'm going to hell and I'm not coming back. By the way, I too am a anime fan. And that doesn't make me and him the same way. Yes, I am taking calls now. Somebody just asked me if I'm taking calls. Yes, I'm taking calls. So one tweet on his page read, "Off to Midnight Mass. At least the songs are good for hashtag atheist sun Christmas." Page handle, "I am the spookster." On one selfie, he included the hashtags, hashtag selfie for Satan, hashtag hail Satan, at Satan tweeting. The date of Republican Senator John McCain's death, he wrote, "Blank John McCain. Like he was some sort of big right-wing sort of dude. Didn't you know he was Blue Falcon? He also liked tweets referencing the El Paso mass shooting in the hours before Dayton. Twitter has now suspended the Twitter page of this dead killer, and they've removed it. It was okay to be up the whole time when he was a leftist. on Twitter on November 2nd, 2018, he wrote, "Vote blue for God's sake." He also reportedly said, "This is America. Guns on every corner. Guns in every house. No freedom but that to kill." As well as touting his willingness to back Elizabeth Warren. In response to a tweet showing Warren and Senator Kamala Harris and suggesting the two as co-presidents, he replied, "Nah, but only because Harris is a cop. Warren, I'd happily vote for." So, in other words, this guy was clearly a leftist creature. So, where are the media voices right now decrying the leftist ideology and blaming people like Warren and Harris and Spartacus Booker and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and the other left-leaning politicians for their rhetoric? Where's that at? Why am I only hearing crickets? That's what I thought. Fantasy author and gun nut Larry Correa offered this up last night or earlier this morning, and I think it's something we could all do well to remember. And I'm not going to use his bad language, but he's saying, "I'm seeing a lot of ignorant people spouting off tonight about how the actions of some psycho killer can be used to smear the half the country as psycho killers. This pathetic blank pisses me off. If you do this, you should be ashamed of yourself, left or right. I just posted this on someone else's wall. This is blanking stupid. Neither side has a monopoly on psychos. Anybody who virtue signals and tries to score cheap political points when somebody nominally supposedly blah, 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 blah." I agree with him. There is no cause so noble that it won't attract the ones we don't want it to attract. And there's crazy in every corner of every cause. There's crazy in gun rights. There's crazy in conservatism. Maybe there's more of it in the leftist side, but you know. The primary difference, as I see it, is that we can look at the alleged El Paso killer and acknowledge that racism, the racism that appears to have motivated him, is horribly, horribly wrong. There's nothing in that kind of thinking that has any place in any society, whether it's civilized or other. I'm more than willing to acknowledge that. And yet, the left, they like to celebrate people who try to kill for the cause. And I'll give you an example when we get back. But I'm not hearing anybody decrying the Dayton killer's ideology or anything of the sort. Double standard, huh? Much? You think it's a double standard? But then when you consider that this may have more to do with trying to hammer the president into supporting gun control, it makes a weird kind of sense. Now, my head is too big to wear a tinfoil hat. I would take up too much tinfoil. The reflection into the air would incinerate the birds. But why else would you broadcast one killer's ideology and not the other? Why else would you do that? This attempt. And I've seen interviews with TMZ and all these other guys where they're talking about how Trump is out there talking about mental health and not guns. Well, I hate to tell you this, but there's, you know, guns are not the problem. Guns are not the problem. We've had guns forever. But we used to have other things as well. We used to have other things in place as well. We used to have morals. And there'd be guns out in the parking lot. We used to have God in society, and there'd be guns in the parking lot at the school. We used to have intact families. There'd be guns over the mantle. Now all of that is considered a faux pas. You know, it's out, not faux pas. It's considered passé, excuse me. This is what happens when you try to speak French and you don't speak French. All of this is passé now. So, but why else would you broadcast one ideology and not the other? That's a question I have that still needs to be answered. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. That is 877-807-4048. Now, I was talking about how if you're willing to kill for the cause of the leftists, you're a great guy. I have long argued that Antifa is a group that we need to take very seriously. And these are leftist extremists who not only embrace the most fringe concepts humanly imaginable, but they're also more than willing to use violence to achieve their goals. What started with riots progressing in the M80 filled bottles and bicycle locks has now progressed into rifles and incendiary devices. Fortunately, the Antifa adherent who tried that last bit, well, he got a dirt nap for his efforts. Now, what's more troubling now is how Antifa is responding to the attacker's actions and subsequent death. Seattle Anti-Fascist Action called him our good friend and comrade Willem von Spronson and said he became a martyr who gave his life to the struggle against fascism. And then they went on to call for more such attacks in memory of von Spronson. We cannot let his death go unanswered. May his death serve as a call to protest and direct action. They wrote this on their Facebook page. For some reason, that's okay. We're not deplatforming Antifa. So, in other words, they want some more. And, of course, this shouldn't come as any sort of surprise. Antifa has been violent from the very start. The lack of any action by the authorities has only emboldened them. They further bolstered by a media that's notoriously uncritical of many of their actions. A few years back, they attacked a free speech rally in Berkeley, California. The attendees at that rally were prepared, though, and launched a counterattack, and Antifa took off. I'm not so sure it would go that way now. While those activists were right to fight back, I can't help but believe that the violence escalation Antifa has been on would result in at least some of the free speech rally attendees being shot or stabbed at a minimum. And while it's possible that most Antifa members would run from victims who refuse to be victims, it only takes a couple who instead see it as justification for murder. At this point, Antifa is calling for more such acts as Van Spronson's. They're calling for outright terrorism. Now, this is scary, because depending on where you are, you may be interacting with these people on a daily basis. Remember, they run around masked. There are also people who may well learn your politics and decide there's just too much risk attacking ICE or similar government facilities, but you, on the other hand, may be a softer target. They may decide to strike terror in all the hearts of people like you by killing you and making sure everyone knows you're dead. Prison, after all, isn't scary. Death is, which means we need to be vigilant. This means we need to carry the necessary tools to deal with the threats. If you don't have your carry permit, get one. If you're in a state where that's almost impossible, make it a point to record any and every threat made against you. Document them and present them to the officials as your reason for needing a permit. And then get it. No, you shouldn't have to. But you have to deal with what's here and not how things should be. Because I am feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg. And this is also why we have a Second Amendment. I went somewhere today. I went to film a video. Right? Since I'm demonetized on YouTube, I don't have to worry about YouTube getting out there and saying, oh, we can't have you talking about bad acts of crimes and rampage killings, so you're demonetized. Now, Jimmy Kimmel can, but you can't. I'm already demonetized, so I don't know how they can demonetize me more. So I was going to do a video about being out there, you know, being out there in the world. And I didn't even get to go where I wanted. There was too many people where I wanted to go. But some things that you need to keep in mind is this. For carrying a gun and for armed self-defense, a lot of people go by the rule of threes, as it's called. 3 feet, 3 rounds, 3 seconds. That's what your typical self-defense encounter is going to be like. 333. The problem is, that's the person that wants to steal your car, stick a knife in you, and take all your money, that kind of thing. You're dealing with a single assailant. All right? We have to think in broader terms now, unfortunately. We have to think in terms of a 360-degree target area. Where you're not going to, you're going to have to be moving. You're going to have to be making them shift. You're going to have to be doing things in a way that is very aggressive. You're going to have to ask yourself, okay, I'm carrying one spare magazine. Do I need to carry two? You're going to have to ask yourself, my gun has a 10-round capacity. Do I need 15? Do I need 17? Do I need 20? And then you're going to have to carry that gun. You're going to have to go out and make the decision to find the right holster for that gun, to carry it concealed, and to carry it all the time. You're going to have to tell yourself that if this place has the best whatever it is, but it's a gun-free zone, you're going to have to find another place to go. You're going to have to find another place to go. Because, going in there saying, well, I'll just leave my gun in the car for 5 minutes. 5 minutes can be a long time. It can be a very long time. I mean, in Dayton, Ohio, they killed the guy in less than a minute. He goes operational in a minute, and he's dead. And that's it. By the way, his name was Connor Betts. I don't care if some of you think that's wrong for me to say his name. He was the perpetrator. Not his weapon. Not what he was wearing. Not his mask. Not none of that. Him. You also need to be able to look at and realize where you are at all times. Can I get out that way? Is that cover right there? And you got to understand what cover is. Cover stops bullets. If they can't see you, that's concealment, but it doesn't stop bullets. Cover stops bullets. And you got to learn how to use cover, which means you're not hugging it, you're using it, and you're off of it. You're off of it, and you're looking around. You're able to see on both sides at the same time. This is going to be an intense exercise in teaching ourselves what we need to do, but you can do it. I have faith. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is now treating the Garlic Festival murders in Gilroy, California, as a domestic terrorism case. FBI Special Agent in Charge John Bennett explains why they opened it.
We have to determine that individual's ideology caused them to commit the act of violence in furtherance of their political and social goals.
President Trump will travel to Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday following the deadly mass murders over the weekend.
The president and the first lady want to go into these communities so that they can share in the sadness, but also share in the anger and try and come up with some solutions and talk to people on the ground there.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley also says the president wants to talk with those affected by the shootings and also wants to praise first responders who saved lives in both shootings. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 312 points to close at 2630. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We're going to get into details in just a second, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I haven't talked that much about Boyd's Gun Stocks here lately. We're getting ready to shoot a film about Boyd's Gun Stocks. It's going to be sort of cool, too. I'm looking forward to doing it. Got my actors picked out. Got my mailbox picked out. It don't take much, I'm telling you. Anyway, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Now, we know... Well, first of all, we're talking about Connor Betts. He was the he was a little punk who, you know, he was a little punk that he was the Dayton Rampage killer. Now, the media, the leftist fake stream media, is an arm. It's part of the apparatus of the Democratic Party in its agenda. So they're leftist. There's no secret. But if they think they can get away with that, and if they think they can get away with what they're doing with the Dayton shooting, their arrogance or stupidity has reached a very unprecedented level. There have been some pretty explicit examples, but they have been consistent hold my beer moments, and as the various arms of the corrupt enterprise seem to outdo one another in displaying a bias. Part of the problem here is that snowflakes, who are constantly told nothing to see here, In less than 24 hours, we had two brutal rampage killings. Two of which, by the way, if you count Gilroy, you just heard it in the news. They're looking at that as a terrorist action. This, the one in El Paso, terrorist action. And in Dayton, if it was all about something other than, you know, wanting to push leftism and socialism, I think they could call this one a terrorist act too. But El Paso was committed by a white supremacist whose anti-immigrant views were just as explicit as his apparent adherence to eco-terrorism. In Dayton, Connor Betts, he was a disturbed individual who had kill and rape lists of his classmates. You know, I used to make lists in school. I'd make a list like, I sure would like to date Lori. And then my friends would see that note that I'd write, and they'd be like, oh, Bill, you just... Yeah, that was the kind of list I wrote in school. I never had a rape list. I didn't even know what that meant when I was in school. He was... he had kill and rape lists of his classmates. He was an avowed leftist. He backed Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, and he backed gun control and supported the left-wing extremist group Antifa. Why aren't you parading Connor around, Antifa? Why? These aren't necessarily clear-cut cases of white supremacist violence, as the media has tried to ingrain in our psyches, because there's a lot of nuance. And nuance is where the details lies. Like this tweet. Then why is CNN reporting on the gunman's alleged political convictions? Brian Stelter attempts to equate the El Paso and Dayton killers are ramping up. Key fact, authorities have not said the Dayton attack was politically motivated in any way, nor have they described it as a domestic terrorism case. So that means that we don't have this one right here we can lay on Trump. And this one we're not going to talk about at all because they haven't said nothing. When did that ever stop you guys? Especially Brian Stelter. Every time I see Brian Stelter, I'm thinking about George Costanza. I don't know why, but I see him on Seinfeld, which means you're a clown, son. The media and the left are trying to blame Trump, his supporters, the NRA, the GOP, anybody else who has a different opinion as to the reason this shooting happened. And I'm talking about El Paso. Don't even mention Dayton, whose perpetrator's political history is not worth mentioning. I wonder why. Well, first of all, I want to give a hat tip to law enforcement for rolling up and killing this guy in 30 seconds. Well done, people. Well done. I don't know. In a very short period of time, he killed 9 people and wounded 20-something people. I don't know what he would have done in the next 30 seconds. Or in the next 60 seconds, he was in a crowd. We get this. Gunman wearing body armor killed 9 people, injured at least 27 in a neighborhood of bars and restaurants here in the second mass shooting in the U.S. in less than 24 hours and 3rd in 8 days. The gunman, identified by police as Connor Betts, 24 years old, was killed by the police. Among the dead was the suspected shooter's 22-year-old sister. And her companion was among the injured. The shooting began just after 1 a.m. on Sunday in the Oregon District, a popular spot on weekend nights. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal said that officers who regularly patrol the area heard gunfire, located the shooter within 20 seconds, and killed him 10 seconds later as he tried to enter the bar. That's about as good as it's going to get, too. And that tells you what happens in 30 seconds in a crowd. That's the worst case. I mean, that's most of the time you're looking at it saying, well, rampage killer, if nobody disrupts him, he's going to average between 3 and 4 per minute. This guy would have been averaging about 27 per minute if he'd been allowed to, you know, he killed 9 and injured 27 people in 20 seconds. And then the cops showed up, and I'm sure they took his attention. Now, CNN has admitted that Betts supported Antifa, though their reporters did everything they could to marginalize the development. Isn't that absurd? It's clear as day. Political convictions matter when it can weaponize against Republicans and the Trump White House, like in El Paso, but when it's a left-winger killing people, don't you dare bring up his social media history or his past actions, which are by itself totally insane. He showed videos of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting on a date. Hey, you want to see? Hey, sweetheart, listen, I know we just met and everything. Check it out. Look at this rampage killing on my phone. This is real. This was, you know, the guy was, doesn't that, do you like that? You like that? I mean, I've got more of these. Would you like to come on over? I've got some Milwaukee's best at home. Big times. things have certainly changed since I was courting. A Twitter account that appears to belong to Connor Betts retweeted extreme left-wing and anti-police posts, as well as tweets supporting the violent protest group Antifa. The most recent tweet on the I Am the Spookster account was August the 3rd, the day of the shooting, when he retweeted a post saying, "Millennials have a message for the Joe Biden generation. Hurry up and die." And then he retweeted his support for Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. These guys aren't spring chickens, you dimwit. Under the Twitter handle, I Am the Spookster, I've already given you his description. This is, this is why they're not saying anything. This is one of theirs. He's one of theirs. And more often than not, it's one of theirs. This guy in El Paso was one of theirs. They own El Paso, too. They just don't want to admit it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. If you want to get into this conversation with me, the number to get in is 877-807-4048. That's 877-807-4048. I want to go back to the, I know everybody's going to be like, Bill, what are you doing now? Listen to me. Pay attention, please, if you would. I'm going to arm you right now. The Democratic debates were last week, before the Rampage killings. And beyond a few comments in those Democratic debates, talk of abortion was mostly absent from these. And this went noticed by pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood, which decried how voters missed an opportunity to hear how Democratic candidates will approach a fundamental issue that impacts their lives, lumping as they're prone to do abortion with health care. I don't know a single woman, and I may be missing something here, but I don't know a single woman that goes to Planned Parenthood because they've torn a back muscle, broken ankle, cracked a nail. I don't know a single one that goes to Planned Parenthood for health care. Now, this omission was also noticed by National Review's Alexandra DeSantis, who pointed out that Democratic candidates and their media allies usually refer to abortion in euphemistic language. Now, on both nights, the issue was raised by the candidates rather than the moderators, who ignored the issue completely. On night one, Mayor Peter Buttigieg stoked fear in his opening statement by mentioning how by 2030, a woman's right to choose may not even exist. The next night, Senator Kamala Willie Brown's sidekick Harris went after frontrunner Joe Biden for his previous support for the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer dollars from funding most abortions, which he quickly flip-flopped on. Harris even got the Hyde Amendment wrong, claiming that Biden's support for it amounted to him withholding resources to poor women to have access to reproductive health care, and including women who were the victims of rape and incest. The Hyde Amendment actually makes an exception for rape and incest. What did come up was talk about gun control in the NRA, and here's a sampling of it, like John Hickenlooper, who also brought up the NRA in his opening statement. He mentioned how we decided that we were going to go out and take on the NRA, and we passed as a purple state. Senator Amy Klobuchar had much to say. In several of her turns of speech, she claimed the president meets with the NRA and he folds, and that the issue is about the NRA. Not, but is about the NRA. She soon went on to promise she would take them on as president and mentioned that what is broken is a political system that allows the NRA and other large big money to come in and make things not happen. These guys clearly not paying attention to what's going on. Governor Steve Bullock not only, and I don't even know who he is, not only agreed that it is the NRA, but he went on to attack dark money and bragged about kicking the Koch brothers out of Montana. I'm sure he did that, personally. Yeah. Senator Bernie Sanders touted his D-minus record from the NRA and was quite passionate about what I believe we've got to do is have the guts to finally take on the NRA. In a sense, Senator Klobuchar is right. That it is about the NRA. The NRA has been tirelessly looking out up till recently. Yeah. They're the ones everybody thinks looks after the Constitution. But gone was any talk of not only of abortion, but the largest abortion business in the nation, Planned Parenthood. And yet one could very well apply the criticism Democrats have for the NRA to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, unlike the NRA, is taxpayer-funded to the tune of $563 million, an increase from the previous year. There was also a $630.8 million in private donations, which means Planned Parenthood is able to earn $244.8 million in excess revenue after spending or profit. Now, Americans may disagree with the NRA, or on their tactics, or on the gun rights agenda at large, just as Americans may disagree with Planned Parenthood's focus on abortion, yet the stark difference with the former is that Americans aren't forced to send their hard-earned dollars to an organization they disagree with so strongly. Planned Parenthood has also been accused of Medicaid fraud. And then there's video evidence that Planned Parenthood has circumvented state and federal laws. Planned Parenthood likes to tout how taxpayer dollars are not permitted to fund most abortions, all while still speaking out against the Hyde Amendment. What taxpayer funding they do receive, however, frees up money that much more for abortions because money is fungible. Despite the funding, not only have abortions increased, but services such as contraception and cancer screenings have continued to decrease. We're all too used to hearing about how the NRA is responsible for the death of children lost to gun violence. Yet these same people and organizations won't call out Planned Parenthood for the 332,757 abortions listed on Planned Parenthood's own 2017-2018 annual report, the most recent available. The number is an increase from the previous annual report. Planned Parenthood hasn't met an abortion they didn't like, no matter for what reason or when it was performed. No surprise that they fight for abortion for any reason throughout all 9 months of pregnancy and oppose virtually any and all abortion regulations or restrictions. This is what we need to do with gun rights. Does anybody disagree with that one? The view is largely out of step with American people who want to see abortion limited to within the first 3 months, but that's not a popular point for Democratic candidates to acknowledge much, and they're never going to debate it. But Planned Parenthood is not about health care. It's about abortion. Now, the people who are skeptical of this point need to look no further than how last month the organization ousted their president, Dr. Leanna Wen, for not being committed enough to the politics of opposing abortion. In our current society, where Planned Parenthood is funded with over $500 million in taxpayer funding, isn't a broken system with big money involved, I don't know what is. And unsurprisingly, the debate moderators did not take issue with the candidates attacking the NRA or Senator Harris's falsehoods about the Hyde Amendment. That's malfeasance, goofballs. It's unlikely to expect future debate moderators to bring up these points about either organization. We don't have to stand by while these falsehoods pop out and are repeated and spread. It's up to you to educate yourself, not only about the NRA, but on abortion and Planned Parenthood and every issue out there. You need to be an informed voter. Being a voter is a very powerful position to be in. It's a very powerful position to be in. And these, well, this is, we should take that responsibility very seriously. So, I just find it interesting that on one hand, we have one thing that is, it's sanctioned death on a big scale. On a big scale. That means every 10 years, we're killing nearly 3.5 million Americans in utero. 3.5 million. State I live in only has 5 million people in it. So that means every 20 years, we're killing the state. And nobody even looks at it. I think it's eugenics. I think it's eugenics. And no, Bill, it's not eugenics. You know, who is Margaret Sanger? She's dead. She's gone. Forget about her. It's eugenics. It used to be racial. Now it's socioeconomic. Go figure. Why do we live in these times and not question it? But that's okay. That's okay. We're going to head to hour number 3. So far, my resting heartbeat has not gone up a bit, 59. So I'm doing pretty good here because I'm pretty hot. But, yeah, I'm good to go. Be right back. Hour number 3. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.